This week is not going to be the sweeping victory for gay rights that I think that many gay rights advocates and supporters hoped for. However, I think the Defense of Marriage Act, which does directly harm gay couples by depriving them of various marriage benefits and protections and so forth, that's in trouble. And so that's definitely a win for gay rights there.
Hello, I'm Catherine Mengue Ward for Reason TV, and I'm here today with Damon Root. Hi, Damon.
Hi.
As our Supreme Court reporter, you were on the scene for day two of the gay marriage extravaganza at the court this week. Tell us a little bit about what today's case was.
Today's case was the Defense of Marriage Act, Section 3, which says that the federal government cannot recognize legal same-sex unions. Same-sex unions that are legal under state law will not be recognized by the federal government. So this was being challenged as a violation of the Equal Protection Clause, or the Equal Protection component of the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, as well as being challenged as a sort of a federal overreach, a violation of federalism, the scheme of federal powers. And so yesterday, in the Prop 8 arguments, there didn't seem to be much of an appetite among the justices to reach the constitutional question and really give a a big vote in favor of gay rights or gay marriage. Today was a very different tone in court, and what we saw was several justices, like particularly Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is the author of previous gay rights opinions, really ready to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act Section 3 as an overreach of federal power, and many of the liberal justices ready to go along with him.
So read the tea leaves for us with a little bit of arbitrage between the two cases. What do you think the landscape could look like? Given what you've seen about how the justices reacted yesterday and today, going forward?
Well, I think what we're probably going to see with the Prop 8 case is a very complicated ruling that largely, sort of dodges or kicks back the constitutional question to the lower courts. So it's sort of unclear, is there going to be gay marriage in California? Maybe Prop 8 will go down, maybe Prop 8 will stay, maybe it's just going to be relitigated. So there's uncertainty there, whereas with the Defense of Marriage Act case, I think it's much more likely that law is going to go down. Now there's also these sort of jurisdictional questions about the Defense of Marriage Act, and this stems from the Obama administration's position, which a year ago, Obama said, well, I believe this law is unconstitutional. So we're no longer going to defend it in court. However, we are going to enforce the law. And specifically in this case, what that means is this woman, Edith Windsor, who has a same-sex spouse of 40 years, her spouse dies. Edith Windsor has to pay nearly $400,000 in taxes to the federal government that if DOMA was not in effect, she would not have to pay. So she suffered a real injury. The White House is saying, well, we're not going to defend the law in court, but we're going to take your money. And that was a position that did not go over well with, by my count, most of the justices, liberal and conservative alike, who really thought the Obama administration had put the court in just a pickle. Chief Justice Roberts said something like, that the White House should have the courage of its convictions if they see a law as unconstitutional, should just not be defending it. So assuming that the court settles on this jurisdictional matter, I think the Defense of Marriage Act is in trouble.
So the court was kind of hard on presidents today, right? Because in addition to this implied critique of Obama, there was also briefly the question of whether or not Bill Clinton, who of course signed the Defense of Marriage Act into law, might be a bigot, and whether that would have bearing on the standing.
The specter of Bubba Clinton was kind of hovering over the court. He was not named, but one of the questions is if the Defense of Marriage Act was passed basically to express anti-gay animus or bigotry, then it would be unconstitutional. Presumably under the equal protection component of the Constitution. And the Chief Justice, who did not seem to be interested in striking down DOMA at all, he was pressing those who are against the law to really say, are you saying that the president and the 84 senators who signed this law, that they were expressing bigotry? And the Solicitor General, he was not ready to admit to that. But there was this clear implication that if you're saying that that this law is based in anti-gay animus, then the president who signed it, is guilty of that.
So very quick wrap up this week. Good for the gays, bad for the gays, good for freedom, bad for freedom. Go.
This week is not going to be the sweeping victory for gay rights that I think that many gay rights advocates and supporters hoped for. I don't think we're going to see a 50-state solution, a gay marriage legal in 50 states. I think the Supreme Court made it clear, including liberal justices like Sotomayor, that they are just not quite ready to what Anthony Kennedy called uncharted waters. So not quite ready to go that far. However, I think the Defense of Marriage Act, which does directly harm gay couples by depriving them of various marriage benefits and protections and so forth, that's in trouble. And so that's definitely a win for gay rights there.
Thank you very much, Damon.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Catherine Mengu-Wolf.